Hello, welcome back to Set Intentions, a podcast by 78 Set LLC, a consultancy based here in New York City. This podcast is focused on giving business advice to people using the word of God as guidance as we set intentions to build lasting legacies. So last episode, we spoke about the topic of faith and how important it is to stand in faith, especially when building a business. This week, we are going to be talking about the topic of fear and how fear may either motivate someone to build a business or cause someone to be paralyzed before making any steps in business. So to start us off, as we always do, we're going to define the word and what it means. The word fear, it is an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause pain or threat. And as a verb, it is to be afraid of someone or something as likely to be dangerous, painful, or threatening. When referring to the word fear in the context of the Bible, fear is a complex emotion that can mean both awe and anticipation of danger or pain. Reading on gotquestions.org, it says that the Bible mentions two specific types of fear. The first type is beneficial and it is to be encouraged. The second type is detrimental and it is to be overcome. So the first type of fear is fear of the Lord. This type of fear does not necessarily mean to be afraid of something. Rather, it is reverential awe of God, a reverence of his power and glory. However, it is also a proper respect for his wrath and anger. In other words, the fear of the Lord is a total acknowledgement of all that God is, which comes through knowing him and his attributes. Fear of the Lord brings with it many blessings and benefits. It is the beginning of wisdom and leads to good understanding, as said in Psalms 111:10. Only fools despise wisdom and discipline, as said in Proverbs 1:7. Furthermore, fear of the Lord leads to life, rest, peace, and contentment, as said in Proverbs 19:23. It is the fountain and life, and it provides a security and a place of safety for us. So this is what fear of the Lord does. Thus, one can see how fearing God should be encouraged. However, the second type of fear mentioned in the Bible is not beneficial at all. This is the spirit of fear. Mentioned in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. A spirit of fearfulness and timidity does not come from God. However, sometimes we are afraid. Sometimes the spirit of fear overcomes us, and to overcome it, we need to trust in and love God completely. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love, as said in 1 John 4:18. No one is perfect, and God knows this. This is why he has liberally sprinkled encouragement against fear throughout the Bible. Beginning in the book of Genesis and continuing through the book of Revelation, God reminds us, fear not. For example, in Isaiah 41:10, it encourages us, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Often we fear the future and what will become of us, but Jesus reminds us that God cares for the birds of the air. So much more will he provide for his children. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than sparrows, as said in Matthew 10:31. Just these few verses cover many different types of fear. God tells us not to be afraid of being alone, of being too weak, of being not heard, and of lacking physical necessities. These admonishments continue throughout the Bible, covering the many different aspects of the spirit of fear. In Psalms 56:11, the psalmist writes, "In God I trust, I will not be afraid. What can a man do to me?" This is an awesome testimony to the power of trusting in God. Regardless of what happens, the psalmist will trust in God because he knows and understands the power of God. The key to overcoming fear, then, is total and complete trust in God. Trusting God is a refusal to give in to fear. It is turning to God even in the darkest times and trusting him to make things right. This trust comes from knowing God and knowing that he is good. As Job said when he was experiencing some of the most difficult trials recorded in the Bible, Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Job 13:15. Once we learn to put our trust in God, we will no longer be afraid of the things that come against us. We will be like the psalmist who said with confidence, "Let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you." So the reason I wanted to speak about the topic of fear is because fear can cause us to do one of three things: fight, flight, or freeze. And this, put into the business aspect, could then alter the success of your business and the timing in which you are able to accomplish things. It's understood that fear can seep into your mind in the most unexpected times, especially when you're taking on something new that you've never done before, especially when you're like the first in your family to ever run a business, or no one around you knows what it takes to run a business or to do what you're doing. It's important that you recognize that something like fear is going to happen. Regardless, it's going to be part of the process. And the important thing about acknowledging this is also knowing that in order to build courage, it's going to take fear. Like, you can't have one without the other. You're not really courageous until you battle something that takes courage to do. You're not going to be able to really build your strength and faith and build your trust in God and build this spirit of bravery to overcome fear if it's not for just remembering God's word in "Do not be afraid," and knowing that the only thing to fear is him, and he is good, and he has plans to prosper you and not to harm you, and he has thoughts of good and not of evil. And so if God is so good as a father, and he provides to us and for us more than he provides for the other pieces of nature, then there is no need to have a spirit of fear, because he is going to make it happen. And I always think about how God gives us this vision to do something, and he's just going to provide the tools. Because you trust that it's going to happen, you wait in a position of still working through the moments and allowing what God has promised you to come to fruition and to come to you, to come and to open opportunity. You will have the fear to do something, and it will come with many questions of how is it going to get done? How is this going to be possible? When is it going to happen? Like, everyone is always so caught up on trying to figure it out and having all the details. But it's in that waiting season for God to show up that everything is being worked on. Like, God works behind the scenes. God works behind the scenes. Like, when you don't think he's working, that's when he's working. When you think he's silent, that's when he's actually like moving pieces around, rearranging things in your favor. All in his favor too, because glory be to him, he's very big on his word. God keeps all of his promises. So if he does promise something, if he gives you this vision and a seed that is planted in your heart to do something in service to him and to help others and do great by him and be of service to him and represent him well in your work, then he definitely does have plans to make it come true and to happen. This makes me think of, what if I let my fear paralyze me in the sense of, I don't have the equipment, I'm never gonna do this, this mountain is way too high for me to climb, I don't have a team, I've never done a podcast before, no one wants to listen to me, I don't know what to do, and I freeze in the sight of fear. Therefore, I'm not posting, I'm not continuing the business, I'm not doing anything. That waiting period where you're waiting, where you're still serving God, in those works is when everything is going to come together. You do have to come together with God. Like we were mentioning last week about faith without works is dead. So you can believe in something and you can think, yeah, this is absolutely something that's possible to come true, but if you don't put in the work, you're actually killing your faith. You're reinstilling that doubt, you're building the fear, because it's something that's just going to keep on growing because you're not growing. So it's very important to keep growing in spirit, to keep believing in the word, and to keep renewing your mind, especially in Christ and his good word, and which is truth, and not let your own thoughts get to you, especially when it comes to fear, because fear will bring anxiety. It does leave you paralyzed in your mind and in your body. You won't want to like get up out of the bed. You don't want to take care of yourself. You don't want to start a project. You kind of have to start moving and doing things before your mind starts talking to you and lying to you. But also you have to do things even when your mind is talking to you, and learn how to silence your mind. Like, learn how to gain control of your thoughts in favor of God. Take your thoughts and think, whoa, this is what's happening in my brain. These are the thoughts that are forming I need to take control of these thoughts and I need to actually wash them with the words of God. Like I need to cleanse these thoughts. They need to align with what God says about me. God is not talking about me poorly. He's not going to put a vision in your head and plant a seed in your heart and then tell you you can't do it. That's not who God is. God's character is good. God does, like I mentioned before, he does keep his promise. It's just very important, especially when running something like a business, to know that fear is going to come with it and you're going to build courage throughout it. And there's always going to be moments where you face challenge and adversities and you're going to have success and there's still going to be fear. Everything is always an evolution. Every single year business evolves. Every single year you want to reach new heights and you can't have any fear toward it. Eagles are a representation of what it takes to be a believer of God and how God sees us as eagles, or he references us as eagles. And eagles are a symbol of this strength and overcoming, because eagles wait for the storm before they can fly at their highest peak. And when we were speaking last week about faith and knowing that, you know, like Noah, you have to build the ark, or like fishermen, you have to fix your nets before the storm. It's just reiterating that preparedness. You are going to be preparing for the storms, and the storms are going to be those moments where you're still not going to have any idea what is going to come your way, how or when, but you are going to stand so firm in your faith and that courage it takes to have it, that you're still going to be able to weather the storm. You're still going to be able to get through it, and that you know that God has given you the right resources and the tools to do so. So on the topic of fear also, and faith in general, I think it's very important to also mention how important it is to pray during these times. I think it's very helpful that when you do have something like a vision from God, you pray and you talk to him about how the vision is something that he planted on your heart, and you want to clear your mind and understand what's the next moves to make, and you really want him to bless the plans and keep his hands in them and to direct you and guide you and establish the steps, to know that all of your plans are in his will and you're not going outside of the will, because then that's when things will really start crumbling. And this wholeness and togetherness with God is going to be able to help build that foundation that's needed, because in the foundation that's built with God, which is the rock, that's going to help you get through all the seasons of your business. Because there's many businesses that like start off really, really bad and they're struggling, and then they evolve and then they're doing really great. And then so every business has an up and down. Businesses just fluctuate. Some businesses go really up and then they go down. Some businesses are down and then they go up. Some businesses don't even make it up. But it's not about the business in particular. It's always about what God is doing through you. What is God working in you? There are so many business owners that tried to start a business and it didn't work out, but they didn't let that stop them. So they started another business. And because they started another business that was successful, because their faith and their courage to keep going, they are then for successful. It's emphasized in the Bible not to fear. And there's a reason that it's emphasized so much, because God understands that fear will be something that arises. God understands that the spirit of fear is something that is a force that really drives a lot of our actions, and it can be good or bad. And so we have to learn how to choose the good part. We have to learn how to see it as opportunities. As soon as you have fear towards something, it's like, oh wow, this is a great opportunity for me to be courageous. This is a great opportunity for me to overcome this. This is a great opportunity for me to grow. This is a great opportunity for me to spread my wings and fly, to show the glory of God and how he has been able to just really work within me and strengthen me and move me through this and get me through this. So yeah, look at things in a positive way. What is the opposite of fear? Courage, right? Let's define courage. Courage, the ability to do something that frightens one. Strength in the face of pain or grief. This reminds me of, like, yet again, it's going to be iterated that you are going to be facing pain and grief. Fear only happens when on the other side, there's a possibility of pain and grief. There's a possibility of failure. But one way to combat this, to have the courage, is to know that no matter what happens, whether it fails or succeeds, you have been able to get through it. And this isn't to paint a picture of, like, you know, if you have all the courage in the world and you just face it, like, you're not going to have any pain or any grief. Like, there's a possibility that it could happen, but you have the courage to know that no matter what happens, it's all in your favor. the failures are actually lessons. And these are lessons that are going to help build the character that you need in order to be that successful person that you are to become, that you are going to evolve into, that God called you to be. And I emphasize that because sometimes people think, oh, where I'm going to have a business and then it's just going to boop soar. It's going to fly. I'm going to do so great. I'm absolutely prepared for this now because I had the vision now. And it's like, no, this is kind of like your workout. You know what I mean? You have this vision of building this body with like abs, but you know that it's going to probably take like a year for you to get to those abs. So what is your exercise plan to get there? You're going to go to the gym and you're probably going to have a couple times where you think like, yeah, I'm just going to run a mile on the treadmill, but you don't have the ability to do that. Doesn't mean that you won't gain the ability to do that. You just have to keep, you have to be consistent. You have to keep practicing that. You have to keep showing up. You have to keep having faith that eventually you're going to see the day that it comes. What do you have at the gym? You have the tools and the resources. It's already made. God has already made the gym. All you have to do is show up now and do it. He has already shown you the vision. You have to show up and do it. He has already built the path for you. Now you can walk in that path. Now it comes back to you. How am I going to uphold my faith? How am I going to maintain the courage to keep going? And a lot of it, honestly, you have to be thoughtless. Don't think too much about something. The only thing I think that should be thought about a lot, like you should put some thought into what you're developing. Yes, put some thought into why you're doing it. Put some thought into why God called you to do it in a good way. Put thoughts toward the good things. Ponder on the word. Ponder on the vision. Ponder on the goodness and the joy and everything that's good. Ponder on that, because when you focus on the good gets better. And that is what's going to build that strength for you to, you know, see your abs a year later, which essentially I'm metaphorically trying to say, see the success to what you are starting off now. So with that being said, I hope you all take this word with you throughout the week and set intentions to face your fears in all the best ways possible. Till next time.